1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The first criminal trial involving a former U.S. president gets underway Monday in New York City with opening arguments. Former President Donald Trump is charged with falsifying business records to suppress stories during the 2016 campaign. CBS New York reporter Alice Gaynor has more.
12 jurors and 6 alternates have been chosen. Here's what we know about the 5 alternates selected Friday. 4 are women and 1 is a man. One native New Yorker works as an audio specialist. Another woman says she's from Spain originally and told the court she doesn't watch the news. If my husband thinks I need to know something, he will send me links, she said. Another woman previously lived in New Jersey and Oregon. Another was from Texas.
Foreign aid bills will go up for votes in the House Saturday. They include funding for Ukraine and Israel. Democrats backed House Speaker Mike Johnson to get them to the floor. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane explains.
That type of thing doesn't happen very often here on Capitol Hill, where the speaker is defying his own party's loudest voices and bringing the minority on board in a test vote and a procedural vote to a degree that we saw. That's exactly what happened. An overwhelming number of Democrats pushed through what was necessary to get this to the floor and get this money to the war zones.
North Korea says it tested new weapons. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea says it achieved an unspecified goal with its super large warhead power test, having also test fired a new anti-aircraft missile named Shooting Star. South Korea's military has confirmed it did detect North Korean missile launches Friday afternoon and is analyzing its findings.
Maryland police say they prevented a possible school shooting and arrested a high school student.
Montgomery County Police Chief Marcus Jones says 18-year-old Andrea Yee, who uses the name Alex, wrote in detail 129 pages worth about, quote, shooting up Wooten High School or even younger kids.
Yee writes about targeting his former elementary school because little kids make easier targets.
The manifesto a friend told police about has a disclaimer saying it's fiction.
He strategized on how to access the easiest classrooms in his high school and how he would be able to sneak a gun into the school.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
It was another losing day for the S&P 500 on Wall Street. It closed out its third straight week of losses. That's the longest stretch since September. It dropped 43 points. This was also the worst week for big tech stocks since the COVID crash in 2020. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Federal incentives are helping pay for new renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moan with more.
Stane County is no stranger to embracing clean energy, but federal aid from policies like the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law spurring more activity. County Executive Joe Parisi says there have been past government credits for things like solar installations, but he adds the latest approach is more expansive.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
For example, a local construction company put solar arrays on several of its facilities. He says the new credits speed up the pace of reimbursements, creating more energy savings in the near future. Federal officials say demand has been strong for programs offering the aid, but Parisi says one challenge is creating broader awareness so that under-resourced areas can apply. Beyond clean energy, Parisi says the federal government's push for more made-in-America manufacturing creates opportunities for local plants and regional economies.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
National polling shows Americans are greatly concerned about things like inflation, but Parisi says these long-term investments stand to help reduce operating expenses for government agencies and businesses, hopefully keeping local taxes in check while providing savings for consumers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, Selena Heller on the Birds migrating back to Wisconsin, and the Milwaukee Bucks begin their playoff series with Indiana.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, it's 420 Eve. I'd like to call this one the Burn It Down Friday edition.
Happy 420 Eve, Crudy. And it's Friday. Makes it even a more special day. Don't forget, put the milk and cookies out for our boy, for our man. I let it, Crudy.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I steal your punchline, man? I'm not like that. I was just leaving it. Yeah. I just thought you were 19. A long rollout, sort of Rachel Maddow-ish.
happy Friday to us all.
Well, Dom, our own resident, Willie Nelson, Alan Robinson joining us a little bit later in the show. And, you know, you think we should have him join at 420, but today... In-depth article at the Journal Sentinel. They've been pushing it out to subscribers. And anyways, we want to talk about the legal cannabis industry, and he works in that industry, and he's, you know, a smart guy on this topic. So we're going to bring our sponsor partner in from Herbal Aspect, Alan Robinson, at 4:30, and our buddy, a friend of the Devil's, Dom, Peter Barca. Last saw Peter as the Department of Revenue chairman. He was a cabinet secretary for Tony Evers here. Prior to that, he served as the minority leader in the assembly. And before that, once upon a time, Peter Barca, Congressman Barca, and he's running again in the first CD. And he will join us in the Happier Happy Hour. Excellent. Preemptively here on 420 Eve, Dom.
A great show. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Isn't this a great plan?
It's a great plan. I love it when a good plan comes together. So looking forward to all of that. Top of the line news right now, Kurt. Of course, we have the 12 jurors in the Trump criminal trial, and the alternates have been picked. It's over, baby. They're saying opening arguments starting on Monday.
And Dom, for the sake of the audience, we should note, in deference to the fact the Trump trial will start on Monday, Dom will start joining the greatest radio show ever in the 3 o'clock hour. And yeah. Trash Text and Jeff can kiss my ass from evermore. Because we'll have 3 hours of the greatest radio show ever with the dynamic you love best when both Dom and Crude are doing it together. And we'll be on the WMDX. If you don't get it on your local station at 3, you can always stream us through the Civic Media app. But after that strenuous 3-hour launch on Monday, Dom, my understanding is you're taking Tuesday off.
Yeah, I mean, can't work so much. Got to take a day off. So, yeah, I'll be gone on Tuesday. But back on Wednesday, Crudy, a historic reunion of the 3 hours that always should have been.
And will be forevermore. Excepting Tuesday, because Passover? Yeah. I hope it isn't Passover, Dom.
Sure.
Well, Tuesday is Passover.
Okay.
Trump's trial, even, apparently they're ending court early on Tuesday in deference.
Oh, they are, okay.
To Passover and those that celebrate? I didn't know if you...
I did watch the Ten Commandments over Easter again on the telly, so, I mean, I remember some of the storyline.
Well, Dom, do you remember the part about the burning bush? Yeah. Because I think a guy...
Nice segue, Michael.
Do you like how I did that? It's the Burn It Down Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates.
It certainly is. Burn it down, baby.
A couple of questions I've been asking the audience. One, if you're unaware, after the jury was impaneled and the apparently six alternatives by Juan Merchant, Trump's going to trial on Monday, opening statements in the morning, coverage right here on the greatest radio show ever, with both Dom and Crude starting at 3 on Monday. But Dom, apparently, about that very moment in history, a guy in the park doused himself in a flammable liquid, caught himself on fire, and he was holding a sign. It was reported in the Washington Post. One of their witnesses said the sign said, "It's a coup between Trump and Biden." So I'm going to put him down as a Kennedy voter.
The independent. Yes, watch out for those guys. We do have some updated reporting on this unfortunate incident in New York. New York Police Department released details. His name, Max Azzarello, a self-described investigative researcher. He's in his 30s. Police said he came to New York City from St. Augustine, Florida, just a few days ago, armed with a number of pamphlets that spread conspiracy theories. Among the theories was the idea that the educational systems were schemes and fronts for the mob. Police and fire were able to respond in 2 minutes with fire extinguishers. He was in critical condition in a local hospital with burns, obviously, on Friday afternoon in the burn unit. The New York Police Department said surveillance cameras showed that Azzarello walked to the park with a backpack on, came into the area, pulled the pamphlets out, started throwing them into the air. He then withdrew a liquid substance, which officers said they believed to be an alcohol-based cleaning product that served as the accelerant and lit it. A Substack under the name of M. Crosby purports to be the man, and it has a headline for his manifesto: "I have set myself on fire outside the Trump trial." Here's some of the one paragraph quoted here from the Substack. "The U.S. government is fully involved in this totalitarian con. To illustrate its bipartisan support, I'll note that nearly every participant of the Clinton Global Initiative has ties to cryptocurrency, while two of the biggest tech venture capitalists who participated are Trump associates Jared Kushner and Anthony Scaramucci." Yeah. So there you go.
He Florida might be man. Onto something, that it's the money that sort of universally corrupts, but.
We're going to set yourself on fire over it?
No.
I'm not.
No, I wouldn't die over it.
Nope.
Dom, I did ask that question, and I got to tell you, I was so disappointed by the callers, or lack thereof. I thought about, you know, getting the gasoline out of the garage myself.
Yeah, come on, man. I need you here, brother. We got to have you on this wall.
Well, let's be on the wall together. Let me ask you the question, Dom. Maybe you've got a better answer than I've dragged out of the audience, although we got a few heartfelt answers. Is there anything you'd die for, Dom? I mean, this Sold guy...
My soul for rock and roll. What would I die for? You know...
Sacrifice it all for.
Family. A few friends.
Did I make that cut?
We'll see what the circumstances are, whether you deserved it or not.
Let me set a very specific hypothetical.
Okay.
Because I'm going up to the lake later, and apparently there's there's been a bear prowling around the lake. And I'm going up there with Mrs. Crudy, and I, of course, made the representation, as you would. Well, of course, I would save my bride, but she's already faster than me. How much am I supposed to do, right? Shouldn't I be trying to tackle her? Here's an hors d'oeuvre. Come back for me later. No, presumably, but I mean, would you stick yourself in front of a bear for Steffi?
Sure. Yeah, ma'am. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'd like to think, you know, and of course, it's easy to jawbone about it on the radio, man. But if you were ever placed in that situation, you know, who knows how people react? I'd like to think I would do the righteous right thing, whatever that may be at the time, to protect those that I love and care about. Sure. But you don't know until you're in the moment.
Well, I've gone through military training, so I do know how I would react with calm and aplomb, like I handle all things in life, Dom. Yeah.
And I'm not sure that training really took too well with you, Cruz.
I think it did. I think it took, you're absolutely wrong. I think it took too well with me.
Oh, okay. That one is it. You're too, what, numbed to all the wake that is Crudy? What are you telling me, man?
Well, I can tell you this. I've been in a couple of one high speed accident, another accident where I had the kids in the car. And, you know, let's call those brushes with death, if you will. And I can tell you, absolutely calm, man. I was a rock. Didn't matter. I was a rock. So I'd like to think I stay calm when, you know, all about me are losing their mind. At least my younger kids in the backseat were the one time. But yeah. You know what I mean? That was just the other day. It was like 12 years ago. I just got the Facebook memory of my totaled car sitting there at an intersection. Right. But, you know, I stayed completely calm. In the moment of the accident, I wasn't freaking out. Now, maybe it's because you don't have time to really feel the full adrenaline rush, and you don't know for sure you're going to be in an accident until right when until the glass starts breaking, stuff like that. But I'd like to think I handle it with aplomb, as I do all things, Tom.
All things, all the time. What, Rudy?
Well, first, you know, occasionally, I'll Rumpelstiltskin. There has been an occasional overreaction in my lifetime.
Yeah, okay.
Occasional. It's rare. Like, it's a rarity.
Very, very rare.
But then,
many times you're wrong.
Then utter calm.
Yeah.
And reasoned thought. And always, always the right path and answer. Yeah. And I've often guided you that way, although
there's always a path, beaten or not, and there always is an answer, right or wrong. That is true.
How about causes, Dom? Is there any cause like patriotism? When you join the military and you pledge to, you know, honor the Constitution, is there anything?
And go defend Kuwaiti oil? I mean, yeah, I'd like to think, you know, if it was Red Dawn, you know, we'd step up, but I'm not clear that I want to go over and, you know, guard the shipping lanes.
Wolverines! You know what I mean? No, who wants to guard the shipping lanes? But, you know, with stuff going on in the Middle East right about now, some people are going to have to think about that.
Yep.
So,
well, perhaps those that own the ships could, you know, hire their security.
Well, take your grievances here. It's Friday. That's our custom. I'll tell you who's not getting charged with a felony in Waukesha County. It's got me a little perturbed, Dom. And burn it down. Friday edition. Might be a little too soon. You can tell me if you think we're crossing a line. And then, you know, request a burn it down song. We are the Devil's Advocates. Anything you'd die for, I hope. The greatest radio show ever. Come back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Burn, baby, burn. Man, get my deep purple fix. Thank you, Rich. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects, going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
That is the expectation, but...
you know, Alan, man.
420 is kind of a moving target some days, so we'll see. We'll see. I do have a couple of questions and inquiries here on the text line. Catherine inquires, what's a Substack? I'll let you take that one, Dom.
What is another site for people to write their conspiracy theories on? I don't know, a documented written site that you can access and share.
Thank you. Chuckster from Racine says, 420 Eve, let listeners know it's 419. Bicycle Day today, too. The day that recognizes Swiss scientist Albert Hofmann's 1943 psychedelic bicycle ride he made after discovering LSD.
419, all right.
419. Who knew that LSD apparently had been discovered on 419, or at least the fun of going biking on acid? That seems like a dangerous undertaking. That seems like a death wish.
Hey, everybody needs a swim buddy, Crudy.
844-967-2789. I had forgotten about that. Everybody needs a swim buddy, in the words of Derek Van Orden. Did he say that to Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. Something that came out in their, right? in their confrontation the other day.
When Gaetz called him a squish, and then Wisconsin's own 3rd District Congressman called Gaetz, what, Tubby?
Tubby. Teletubbies.
You've called me that. 844-967-2789. So, Dom, I know it's been sort of anticlimactic this week, waiting for jury selection.
Yes.
But they've moved all the way through, and this guy is going to trial. Do you think it has impact? I shared an article.
I do. I saw before we came on the air, Trump did get out and speak, and I caught like the last half of it. My understanding is that in his ranting, he went after E. Jean Carroll again, denying that he knew her, or whatever the case was. So that's right. Not only is
trying to open up a third defamation case with E. Jean Carroll.
So I did note when Trump was talking. His little thick mouth today. I mean, he was looking old today, man. I guess that's the way I would put it. Now, I have an aging mother, and I've seen it. I've saw pictures, you know, memories from 2018, 2019, when my dad was still alive, and to today. And you just see this progression. And I think this trial, certainly this effort, apparently Maggie Habermann reported he fell asleep again today. So that's 3 out of 4 days. You know, he's a lot of stress, I think, on the former president. And I think
what day didn't he fall asleep?
4 months are going to age him. You know, these next 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, are going to age him 4 to 6 months. And when you're at the, you know, the tail end of the tables, man, you know, that's a big chunk of your remaining life. I think it's going to certainly take a toll. And he sounded a little slurred today.
Well, Eric Hudvey would tell you if he was in a nursing home, that'd do him in immediately. He shouldn't even be able to vote, Dom.
There is no point to vote or something. I still don't understand what Hovde is trying to get to.
844-967-2789. We'll get to your grievances. Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Spotted Cow Day and Fish Day. Yeah, you just talked about him, excuse me, Eric Covey. You check into a nursing home, you lose your citizenship, and then you can't vote, and I guess he's tried to walk that back.
I didn't really say that twice. But he did, Paul. He did say it twice. He said it the second time just in case you wondered what he was trying to talk about the first time. He did say it twice, and then he claimed he never said it. Not the way I meant it anyways, Paul.
Well, if they put me in a nursing home, maybe they could take my vote. That wouldn't be cool, but I'd have to have my spotted cow and fish. I mean, I couldn't do without that. But that's just a sad thing to even think about or say.
But, Paulie, your vote is your constitutional right, that spotted cow.
Correct.
I mean, it's not a right, Paul. Perhaps the pursuit of happiness involves drinking a spotted cow.
My understanding, Paul, it wasn't so long ago that the Republican nominee here, or at least running for Senate, Hovde, would outlaw alcohol. Didn't he say something along
didn't
those
believe
lines?
In the commercial distribution of alcohol. Feels like you should have to homebrew it, Paul.
You got to make your own, Paul.
What's Mrs. Wisco going to say if you got a still in the garage?
Oh, my God. I can't believe. Hey, who is worse, him or Michaels when he ran?
Michaels.
I don't know. It's
Michaels was worse.
Yeah.
Hovde hasn't called us lazy yet.
not yet. But he did imply that older folks in nursing homes are not really with it enough to vote.
Yeah, I guess seeing as I'm not currently confined to a nursing home and I don't see the end of my life coming between here and the end of summer, I'm less offended by Hovde at this stage. But
at this stage, right.
Give him time. Can it be both?
I think it can.
Hey, Wisco, would you die for your spotted cows, buddy?
I just wanted to weigh on one other thing, and that is I truly believe I would give my life for my immediate family. Other than that, I wouldn't know unless it was in front of me. I don't know how anybody could know. But if you read about guys that, dive into a river to save somebody, and it doesn't turn out well. So, I don't know. I'm with Dom. Immediate family, yes. Anything else, I don't know. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. And down with Hovde. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Let me ask you, Dom. Third best friend, does that make the cut?
Again, it depends on the circumstances. did perhaps my third best friend, help cause the scenario in which our lives are now in danger? I'd have to see what the situation was.
Probably.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. How you doing, fella? Happy Friday.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I heard Eric Hovde referred to today as a polished turd. And that if you polish a turd, it is still a turd. So, I mean, what good does it do to polish it? I mean, for these Republicans that want to deny the right to vote, the question that Republicans should be asked, unless they can condemn the comment made by Paul Weyrich back in the 70s that he didn't want everybody to vote and brag about how that increases their strength if fewer people vote, unless they can condemn that unqualifiedly, that they have no business running for office.
Mark, there's plenty of things that Trump says each and every day that Eric Hovde, like it or not, is going to have to answer for, right? Every time Trump says something crazy and outrageous.
Everyone, all the local, all the state, anybody running in the Republican side, the MAGA side, are going to have to answer for the craziness that is their MAGA leader.
And I'm not exactly sure how Eric Hovde is going to, put the lipstick on that porn stash. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates.
Are you sure?
Much like Trump, it's been a long week for me as well, Doug. We got a fine guest. He's coming next. He's Alan Robinson, our partner over at Herbal Aspect. Little 420 Eve, the legal cannabis industry. It's his business. We'll talk to him about that, and we'll take more of your Friday grievances. 844-967-2789. Burn it down, Friday edition. Too soon, Don?
Not at all.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Opening arguments begin Monday morning in a trial that will be in the history books. It took a week to seat a jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
It is indeed possible that we may see one or two jurors who come in on Monday and just say that they have reconsidered their position and they cannot serve.
Three House Republicans want Speaker Mike Johnson out. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We do not get involved when it comes to leadership in whether it's the Senate or in the House. We're very mindful that is something that the members in this case, the members in Congress, have to decide on.
North Korea says it tested a new cruise missile warhead and anti-aircraft missile. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
The anti-aircraft missile test timing's also interesting because the U.S. and South Korea have been conducting joint air drills since April 12th.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers in a weekend series against the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 2-1 win last night, thanks to the game-winning RBI in the 10th by William Contreras. NBA, the Bucks held practice, getting ready for Sunday night's Game 1 against the Pacers in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard, dealing with some injuries, asked when will he return to practice?
I went today. Today was my first day doing live stuff. I was battling a few nagging things leading up to that last week, and we got the two wins that we really needed to get. And then going on that last road trip, I knew I wasn't going to play the OKC game. Then the Orlando game was like, we don't know how everything else is going to go, so, let's give it a go. And then halfway through that game, we see Cleveland lost. Second quarter of that game, I kind of aggravated my Achilles. So after that, it was just like, we got a week to get right, to get ready, and that was kind of the focus.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow. Sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Right now it's 33.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You would just freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Got a fine guest, a sponsor partner. He is Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect. You can find them at herbalaspect.com. Use radio code Devil Radio. Alan, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Alan.
Wonderful, Crudy. How you doing?
420 Eve. I'm doing getting pretty ready. Damn good, man.
Well, I'm anxious and amped up and ready to go. It's a good time. Like, I've got a lot going on this weekend. I've got events at each one of my stores. We're doing a pop-up at Winnebago. We're doing a political meet and greet over at University from 2 o'clock till 4:30. You can meet Rick Rose, County Supervisor Michelle Doolin, County Supervisor Anthony Gray. I got a DJ coming over to Gammon Road. We're going to be grilling up burgers and brats all day. If you happen to go to Winnebago or University or any of our other stores tomorrow and, you know, you shop or whatever, you get your receipt, you go over to House of Flavor. The young lady that owns that space is doing a special deal where all of her 420 items, $4.20 items, like a mini, got a mini Philly kind of sub or something like that. Then they got a bunch of stuff over there. Some wings and things that you can get, burgers. Anyway, point is.
Some munchies, some might call that.
Yeah,
please,
man,
continue.
Right. You go ahead and you take your Herbal Aspect receipt over there, and she'll set you up with one of those 420 specials. So, and that's, of course, on us. So, like, I mean, I'm trying to spread the love, get people stony, get people fed, have a good time.
Appreciate all of the above. Alan Robinson, our good friend. You know, he brought me a wristband, sort of Taylor Swift style.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The Herbal Aspect wristband says, smoke strong.
Oh,
smoke
yeah.
strong, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It is 420 Eve. Since we're doing commerce, and again, Herbal Aspect, a sponsor partner of the Devil's Advocates. And for the first time ever, we've got Delta 8 gummies. If you like Delta 8 gummies.
Mm.
We've got the Devil Advocates Delta 8 gummies. You can get them at theherbalaspect.com. Very excited about that. Always use the radio code Devil Radio so they know where you heard them.
Yeah, man.
Heard Devil, us.
Devils, Devil, Devil Radio.
All don't those confuse the work. People. Just Devil Radio. Just Devil,
Devil Radio.
Radio.
Hey, man.
You know how to do it.
Devil Radio.
There was an article. And we appreciate, Alan, you're not.
Wait a minute, man. Let me take off my. See, I got on my classic Homer in the Bushes.
That is one of the greatest sweatshirt fleece cover-ups I've ever seen.
Yeah, gee,
Homer
I gotta,
coming out of the green of your jacket in the back. Like, look,
I got to take this off and put on my old Advocate shirt.
There you go. The normal shirt, baby.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about this kind of thing, I feel like, you know, more at home doing it in a realm where I was more fitted toward that. So I got to be dressed in my superhero fit. Although I'm not that superhero anymore. Yeah, I know the article that you're talking about, Crudy. It said some really salacious things about Delta 8, THCs, things of that nature.
Broadly, the legal cannabis market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you work in this space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us, how is this different than the stuff you buy in Michigan or the stuff you buy in Illinois?
Well, you know, this is not going to be very much different. The flower that we grow, actually, we grow it, and it is tested when it's less than 1%. And then we harvest it, and when you burn it, the rest of those oils decarboxylate. That's not illegal. It just means that you're getting a really fresh plant, and it works. That's for the flower.
And this was legalized through the ag bill.
Yeah, through the 2018 farm bill. So in Minnesota, when they said, oh, Minnesotans codified, or they kind of legalized marijuana. Well, what they did was they codified the 2018 farm bill. And in doing so, they simply had to create, once you make the derivatives of CBD legal, then you've made THC legal. Because THCs are a derivative therein. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that that article doesn't have its merit, okay? In regards to, like, public safety, I kind of feel like this is, like, having these products is like leaving cookies on the bottom shelf and being surprised when your toddler gets into them. I feel like these are products that you got to put high up.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it effectively about the industry, though, this federally approved through the ag bill. So it's federally approved. You can use the U.S. mail. You can ship these things. You're obviously doing commerce through mail order in a federally condoned manner. And it's also permitted under state law here in the state of Wisconsin, where the higher THC concentrated stuff that you can buy in Michigan, in Illinois, well, that stuff is not legal. And you can't drive it back without breaking federal law for crossing state lines.
Fact.
So what you sell is legal under both state and federal law. But to hear this article in the Journal Sentinel describe it, this is a Wild West industry.
Unregulated.
And that has not been my experience.
And essentially untaxed as well.
Well,
shh, Dom, don't get to. No.
Hey,
man.
We're not. That was 4:15. We're talking 4:20 now, Dom.
Get your hand on my pocket, Dom.
Just pass it along. That's what you do anyway.
But it's a valid point on all of the above, though. When we started doing business with you, we find that your business is doing business only with 21 and older adults. And you guys know where the product that you're selling in your store is coming from. And you know, there's some science behind it. And they claim the science isn't accurate, or there are many that aren't even bothering to do the science and find out the concentrate of the products they're selling.
Bad actors.
So you don't think that's emblematic of the industry or the way you do business?
That isn't emblematic of the way that I do business. I recognize that there are bad actors in the space. You recognize that there
are. You should see some of the radio competition. We have down the dial on the right side, but please continue.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, right? Like, there's going to be professionals and there's going to be bad actors in every industry. That is why regulation would be welcomed. I spent my birthday lobbying at the state capitol for regulations, and I think that, you know, taking an uneducated consumer and then selling them an unregulated product is ridiculous and unsafe at best.
They do sell these
capitalism.
Well, yeah, but see, now I am calling for more regulation, but doing so without guidance would be like handing me a map in Russian. Right. It's not going to get me to where I need to go, and I'm not going to be able to do anything with it. I think that we need to have rules that make sense, that kind of help everybody play the game the right way and not just make it more confusing. There are some folks in the industry, like the gentleman that was mentioned, whose store got raided, and then subsequently those charges were dismissed. Right. This is happening because our legislature has really passed the buck. Right. We could have been doing. Well, we're doing great business, and we're doing so because we do so in a safe way. Right. Our products are third party tested. I've visited our manufacturing partners and ensure good manufacturing practices. It's important to me because, you know, most of my customers followed me here from my advocacy.
And you don't want to serve bathtub gin.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah. And quite frankly, you know, you don't want people over imbibing in something that they're not aware that they're going to get too much of, or whatever the case may be. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show as a 419, sort of a preemptive 420 Eve special. We've got our sponsor partner, Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect, and we've got branded partnership with you guys in the Devil Delta 8 gummies. Always use Devil Radio when you check out at the herbalaspect.com, because we do commerce with our friends over at Herbal Aspect.
Oh, yeah, we working. I'll tell you, man, these compounds, right? When you're talking about these, the bathtub.
Back to work, because this guy, this is your passion, man.
Yeah, man, I'm serious about this. I would do this. I did this for free, right? The educating folks about cannabis. That's volunteer work is what they do out there. And when you're talking about these compounds, you're really These are novel cannabinoids that have not been researched. I don't sell HHC. I don't sell THC, JDH, any of these weird things that are just coming out right now, right? Because some of them are byproducts of the synthesis that you use to make Delta 8 and or Delta 9, right? Because it's a harsh process. And if you don't remediate it correctly, or if you don't bother to remediate it at all, you could have some really adverse effects. Think about like trying to make a recipe that you've never made before and then adding hot sauce to it. That's kind of what you're doing if you're like just out of nowhere. You're just going to grab the red hot and get to dumping.
Well, that's why you sell it to strangers.
Yeah, no, I can't do it because like, man, they would put me down. So, I mean, I think that we should really figure out what it is that we're cooking before we start, you know, serving it up to absolutely everybody, which is why I only have Delta 8, I have hemp-derived Delta 9, and I have cannabinoids that are non-psychoactive, right? So we have CBG, cannabigerolic acid, we have CBD, CBC, we have some non-psychoactive cannabinoids, and then we have the ones that are most researched, the oldest, the safest.
Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspect. Alan, obviously, you want returning customers, right? You want to sell a good product. You want people to enjoy the product as they intend to, and you want them to come back and purchase more. And I appreciate the advocacy, man. And Creed brought up the bathtub gin. I mean, this was a problem with prohibition, and the Republicans in the state are doing a great disservice because anyone who reads this article and comes away concerned, well, you know, you have Republicans right now that are deciding not to do anything on this. And it should be regulated along with the legalization, I would submit, of regular cannabis. But the article noted something, Alan, in Wisconsin last year. Again, this is an article in the General Sentinel regarding Delta 8, Delta 9s. In Wisconsin last year, there were 145 reports of people being sickened by the products, 47 of them children under the age of 12, according to the Wisconsin Poison Center. Certainly not good. You know, one of the kids, you know, getting too much of the THC, or I'm sorry, the deltas. But generally, you're not going to die if you eat too much of this. They'll digest it. They'll pass it through. They'll be fine. And 145 folks isn't a lot compared to daily usage every single day. How many thousands and thousands and thousands of people are consuming?
I had 7,000 customers last year, and that was when I had two stores. 7,000 right. Individual customers.
And those 7,000 customers are probably using daily, weekly, right? Add them all up. These are not huge numbers, but we could avoid a lot of this with some, you know, good legislation and regulation.
When you say 144, you know what I mean? When you add that to it, it just makes it seem as if it's this large number, and it's really minuscule. Four children or it's still too many, right? I don't believe these products should be sold in a gas station. I do not believe that these products should be sold without some sort of a safe serve certification. I don't think that consumers should leave out of a store being uneducated about what they're about to consume. I think these products need to have certificates of analysis. All of mine do. These gummies right here, yours do. The Devil Radio gummies got a COA to them, right? So, like, it's really important that you take these regulatory steps and that you know that you're dealing with a good actor. So I would suggest that instead of being scared by the Republicans, you do your research, jump online, look at some Google reviews, ask around, don't go to a gas station. I mean, it's only use some common sense and some discretion. Be discerning in the marketplace.
Back in the day, you used to have to go to a parking lot at night.
I'm saying.
Much better. HerbalAspect.com. Get your 420 products, your Delta 8 gummies, branded with the Devil's Advocates. First time we've ever done this. Devil Radio at checkout. HerbalAspect.com. Don't be afraid. Just be educated on the industry like our friend Alan Robinson. Our fine sponsor partner from Herbal Aspect. Alan, appreciate what you do, man.
Hey, man, thanks for having me out, and I'm excited for it. Happy 420, Dom. If I don't see you, I'm going to smoke one, man, for you. 420,
happy 420 to all that celebrate.
Yeah, man. Y'all take it easy. Stay high.
Devil's Advocates, the Burn It Down Friday edition.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines on this 420 Eve at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, very few people I'd rather burn it down with on a Friday afternoon than you, of course, and our buddy Alan Robinson, our sponsor partner from Herbal Aspect. Always use Devil Radio at checkout, herbalaspect.com. Alan informing the audience, it's a largely unregulated industry. We don't want to do business like that. So we found a good, reputable business like herbalaspect.com, and we put our name on it. And, you know, they've got the ingredients list here, all the science. It's good stuff. Nothing but good stuff in there.
Yeah, you got to, if you're going to, and I, as much as I appreciate unregulation, right? It's the Wild West. You make all the money. It's barely taxed. You know, taxed like gum, apparently. You got to find folks that are into it for all the right reasons. And those, and especially folks like Alan, man, he's so right up on the topic. Go to the professionals. Make sure the things are tested. You know, this regulation that is in all the other states around us, it's there for a reason, so people can consume quality products that don't have pesticides and mold and God knows what else floating around in them.
Dominic, we air the grievances around here. I have one on behalf of Donald Trump's hush money judge, Juan Merchan. He ended his stay by basically telling Donald Trump, the defendant, sit down and shut the hell up. Do you see this reporting, Tom?
No, not yet.
It was the culmination of an intense debate between Trump's lawyers and the prosecutors about the rules around whether Trump will testify in the trial. Known as the Sandoval hearing, the proceeding guarantees that the defense knows what might be asked if a criminal defendant takes the stand. Trying to limit the cross-examination that right. Trump would have to sit through. We're going to have to set some parameters here, right? That was the goal. Tyler McBrien, Lawfare's managing editor, noted that Trump lawyer Todd Blanche began pushing back on everything. Every detail became something objectionable to the Trump team, according to the report. One such moment was Trump's team complaining about the Access Hollywood information. Again, Merchant called it a third bite at the apple.
Oh, that's not good.
You only get one bite. Defense is literally targeting individual decisions one by one by one by one with these pre-motion letters, Merchant complained. There comes a point where you accept my rulings. I've entertained your motions, your arguments, in good faith. One of the prosecutor's team called Team Trump's antics dilatory, and prosecutor Joshua Steinglass complained about the ongoing issues. This sounds suspiciously like the half an hour we spent debating this on Monday. Steinglass asked Merchant to reject it, calling it just another tactic. McBrien also mentioned a moment when Trump lawyer Susan Netchels quipped, "Of course, we don't want any delay," but she went on to ask to get at least one witness name from the prosecution to begin the trial next week. Prosecutors have refused because Trump has spent the last several days attacking the witnesses, right? And the judge said he's not going to order them to do so. Of course, they don't want delay. Whether you get the name or not, we're not going to delay, the trial merchant said. And just security fellow Adam Classfield pointed to the exchange between Netchels and Merchant, again, that's one of Trump's lawyers, and the judge as an example that Trump's gag order violations have already had consequences. They've already been 10, McBrien explained, 10 violations of the gag order, Dom. He also stated that the judge was expressing annoyance with Trump's actions. Is that what he's doing, Dom? He's annoying them. Merchant told the court the proceedings were starting Monday. That's when Trump stood up abruptly, described McBrien. "Sir, you can have a seat. Sit your ass down." The judge went on to thank everyone and exit before the anti-ex-president was allowed to leave.
Yeah, stay in your seat.
The more important man in the room, the honorable, gets to leave. You, sir, are just the former. Now, the defendant. Sit your ass down.
Crudy, on this topic regarding the notice on the first witness, obviously they sparred yesterday. Knowing which witnesses are coming is incredibly important to trial lawyers so they can prepare their questions and larger trial strategy.
Too bad. So sad.
But there's an update here. This time, the prosecutor, Steinglass, as you mentioned, Crudy, offered a possible concession to tell Trump's lawyers the name of the first witness. He warned them, however, that if that should be tweeted, that will be the last time we provide that courtesy. So it sounds like they may give over the first witness, if not the first three.
It probably won't be Stormy.
An update. I mentioned E. Jean Carroll. Here's a reporting Isaac Arnsdorf at the Washington Post. Trump returned to address reporters and repeated his denial that he knew E. Jean Carroll, the writer who sued him, saying he sexually abused and defamed her. Jury found him liable, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, he did it again today.
Defamation case 3.0. You know, he's making her rich as he depletes his own meager remaining resources. And we understand, Dom, he might have a little trouble with the bond hearing coming next week as well.
Oof. That's on, what, Tuesday that starts?
Can you imagine being stuck as a criminal defendant in court and his bond gets rejected, let's say, and suddenly there are seizure actions against him? They're moving rapidly. Only Trump is stuck in court as a defendant. Can you imagine the anxiety that guy would be sitting there through?
It's a very real possibility. Perhaps we'll get to this in greater detail in the happy hour, but certainly those prosecutors, I did see a headline there saying that this $175 million is a bunk deal. So if that happens, they revoke it. Maybe they give him some time to actually come up with a true bond. But regardless, sooner or later, something's going to have to come down on this, right? And if it's not, you can't get the actual bond, then they're going to start taking the assets. They're going to start taking the cash. And Donald Trump and his boys, his family, they can't move that around. They have that special monitor keeping an eye on everything. So anything that's going to be liquid, if they don't get this thing nailed down, the state of New York's going to start taking out that liquid money real quick. And that's going to mess up operations for the Trump empire quickly.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Burn It Down Friday edition. We got a fine guest joining us next. I believe we'll have to confirm that. But he is congressional candidate Peter Barca, friend of the Devil's Advocates. We will be right back. And your friend.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it. Polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.